And now comments from you, our listeners. Some of your thoughts in just a moment, but first, a correction. We reported on proposed cuts to federal lead remediation programs last week, but got a figure wrong. Their value is correctly $17 million, not $17 billion. Sorry. Now, some of your kind, like Jinx Jenkins of Spartanburg, South Carolina.
I never, ever miss living on Earth. Usually I get up, you know, at 6 or 6:30, and my dog at 6:30 says, well, I think it's time to get up. And I say, no, it's Sunday. We're listening to Living on Earth, and we'll get up at 7. Thank you.
Thank you. And Carol Kowalski of Oklahoma called with praise, too, but a sting in the tail concerning Sean Powers' story about the Atlanta Cat Cafe.
Pretty unconscionable story, however, about the cats. For your penance, you'll have to say 5 Hail Marys, 5 Our Fathers, and do a story on the environmental damage that are done by house cats, stinking, rotten, evil, horrible house cats, to birds and small reptiles, frogs, and lizards.
Rick emailed our comments line with related sentiments. These invasive predators, he writes, are some of the deadliest threats to all kinds of small animals, and their owners who let them out are enablers. Well, appreciation and criticism, we're happy to have all comments. Please keep them coming. Email comments at loe.org. Once again, comments at loe.org. Or you can call our listener line. It's at 617-287-4121. That's 617-287-4121.